smile, you're going to want to get out your truth brush, because Kirby Anderson is here to help you fight truth decay now on Probe.
We live in a world that has dramatically changed its view of truth and thus have inherited an ethical system that denies the existence of truth. The worldview of the 21st century is postmodernism, and the dominant ethical system of the last two centuries has been relativism. Now, to understand this changed view of truth, we need to consider the story of three baseball umpires. One said, "There's balls and there's strikes, and I call them the way that they are." Another says, "There's balls and there's strikes, and I call them the way I see them." And the third umpire says, "There's balls and there's strikes, and they ain't nothing until I call them." Their three different views of balls and strikes correspond with three different views of truth. The first is what we might call premodernism. This is a God-centered view of the universe that believes in divine revelation. Most of the ancient world had this view of truth and believed that truth is absolute. I call them the way that they are. By the time of the Enlightenment, Western culture was moving into a time of modernism. This view was influenced by the scientific revolution and began to reject a belief in God. In this period, truth is relative. I call him the way I see him. Today, we live in what we might call postmodernism. In this view, there is a complete loss of hope for truth. Truth is not discovered. Truth is created. They ain't nothing until I call them. Postmodernism is based upon the belief that truth doesn't exist, except as the individual wants it to exist. Truth isn't objective or absolute. Truth is personal and relative. Postmodernism isn't really a set of doctrines or truth claims. It's a completely new way of dealing with the world of ideas. Postmodernism, however, is also based upon a set of self-defeating propositions. What is a self-defeating proposition? Well, if I said that my brother is an only child, you would say that my statement is self-defeating. An only child could not have a brother. Likewise, postmodernism is self-refuting. Postmodernists assert that all worldviews have an equal claim to the truth. In other words, they deny absolute truth. But the denial of absolute truth is self-defeating. It's like the student who said that there was no absolute truth. When asked if his statement was an absolute truth, he said, "Absolutely." So essentially, he said that he was absolutely true and believed that there was no absolute truth except the absolute truth that there is no absolute truth.
This has been Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. The absurdity of postmodern and relativistic thinking will collapse both itself and our culture. Fight truth decay and get your free copy of Kirby's transcript online at probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. Brush up on God's truth and join us next time here on Probe.
Postmodernists assert that all worldviews have an equal claim to truth. In other words, they deny absolute truth. But as we noted last time, the denial of absolute truth is self-defeating. Postmodernism may seem tolerant in many ways, but it's not. For example, postmodernists tend to be skeptical of people, especially Christians, who claim to know truth. Now, that doesn't mean that it's hostile to religion or spirituality. Postmodernists really have no problem with religion unless it makes certain claims about its religion. Postmodernists tolerate religion as long as it makes no claim to universal truth or has no authority. But they are very critical of those who believe that there is one truth or an absolute truth. They're also critical of Christian missionaries because they believe that they are destroyers of culture. This is reminiscent of the TV show Star Trek that had the Prime Directive, which prohibited those on the starship from interfering with any culture. The assumption was that each culture must decide what is true for it. Now, related to this idea of cultural relativism is the belief in religious pluralism. This is the belief that every religion is true. While it is proper to show respect for people of different religious faiths, it is incorrect to assume that all religions are true. Various religions and religious groups make competing truth claims, so they cannot all be true. For example, God is either personal or God is impersonal. If God is personal, then Judaism, Christianity, and Islam could be true, but Eastern religions like Hinduism, Buddhism are false. Either Jesus is the Messiah or he is not. If he is the Messiah, then Christianity is true and Judaism is false. Religious pluralism essentially violates the law of non-contradiction. This law states that A and the opposite of A cannot be true at the same time, at the same way. You cannot have square circles. You cannot have competing and contradictory religious truth claims all be true at the same time. Jesus made this very clear in John 14:6 when he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Jesus taught that salvation was through him and no one else. This contradicts other religions. Postmodernism has changed the highest value in society. We used to live in a society that believed in truth with a capital T. That has now been replaced by a new word with capital T, and that is the word tolerance. We're told to tolerate every view and value. Essentially, all moral questions can be summed up with the phrase, "Who are you to say?" The worldview of postmodernism provides the foundation for moral relativism. Although a view of relative ethics began in the era of modernism, it has reached full bloom in the era of postmodernism. If there is no absolute truth, then there is no absolute standard for ethical behavior. And if truth is merely personal preference, then certainly ethics is personal and situational. Moral relativism is the belief that morality is relative to the person. In other words, there are no set of rules that universally apply to everyone. In a sense, moral relativism can be summed up with a phrase, "It all depends." Is murder always wrong? Relativists would say, "Well, it depends on the circumstances." Is adultery wrong? They'd say, "Well, it just depends on whether you're caught." Moral relativism is also self-defeating. People who say they believe in relativism cannot live consistently within their ethical system. Moral relativists make moral judgments all the time. They speak out against racism, exploitation, genocide, and much more. Christians have a consistent foundation to speak out against these social evils based upon God's revelation. Moral relativists do not. There are two other problems with moral relativism. First, one cannot critique morality from the outside. In my book, Christian Ethics in Plain Language, I point out this problem with cultural relativism. If ethics are relative to each culture, then anyone outside the culture loses the right to critique it. Second, one cannot critique morality from the inside. Cultural relativism leaves no place for social reformers. The abolition movement, the suffrage movement, the civil rights movement are all examples of social movements that ran counter to the social circumstances of the culture. Not only is moral relativism self-defeating, it is dangerous. Moral relativism leads to moral anarchy. It is based upon the assumption that every person should be allowed to live according to his or her own moral standards. Consider how dangerous that would be in a society with such vastly different moral standards. Some people think stealing is perfectly moral, at least in certain circumstances. Some people think murder can be justified. Society simply cannot allow everyone to do what they think is right in their own eyes. Moral relativism may sound nice and tolerant and liberating, but if it was ever implemented on a societal level, it would be dangerous. We simply cannot allow total moral anarchy without reverting to barbarism. What has been the impact of a loss of truth in society? Well, there are many ways to measure this, and many ministries and organizations have done just that. Each year, the Nehemiah Institute gives the PEERS test to thousands of teenagers and adults. They have administered this test since 1988. The PEERS test measures understanding in five categories: politics, economics, education, religion, and social issues. It consists of a series of statements carefully structured to identify a person's worldview in those five categories. Based upon the answers, the respondent is then classified under one of four major worldview categories: Christian theism, moderate Christian, secular humanism, or socialism. In the mid-1980s, it used to be common for Christian youth to score in the moderate Christian worldview category. Not anymore. Currently, Christian students in public schools score in the lower half of secular humanism, headed towards a socialistic worldview, and 75% of students in Christian schools score as secular humanists. Let's also consider the work of George Barna. He conducted a national survey of adults and concluded that only 4% of adults have a biblical worldview as the basis of their decision-making. The survey also discovered that 9% of born-again Christians have such a perspective on life. When you look at the questions, you can see that what is defined as a biblical worldview is really just basic Christian doctrine. George Barna also found that a minority of born-again adults and an even smaller proportion of born-again teenagers are certain of the existence of absolute moral truth. By a 3-to-1 margin, adults say truth is always relative to the person and their situation. This perspective is even more lopsided among teenagers, who overwhelmingly believe moral truth depends on the circumstances. Back in 1994, the Barna Research Group conducted a survey of church youth for Josh McDowell. Now remember, we're talking about young people who regularly attend church. they found that of these church youth, 57% could not say that an objective standard of truth exists. They also found that 85% of these same church youth reason that just because it's wrong for you doesn't mean it's wrong for me. George Barna says that the younger generation tends to be composed of non-linear thinkers. In other words, they often cut and paste their beliefs and values from a variety of sources because they do not have a firm belief in absolute truth. This week we've been talking about postmodernism, and today I would like to focus on a biblical perspective. One of the problems with this worldview is that it affects the way we read the Bible. Because of the popularity of postmodernism, people are reading literature, including the Bible, differently than before. Literary interpretation uses what is called postmodern deconstruction. Not only is this used in English classes and high school and college campuses, it's being applied to biblical interpretation. Many Christians no longer interpret the Bible by what it says. Instead, they interpret the Bible by asking what the passage means to them. While biblical application is important, we must first begin by understanding the intent of the author. Once that principle goes out the window, proper biblical interpretation is in jeopardy. So what should we do? First, we must be prepared for the intellectual and philosophical battle we face in the 21st century. Colossians 2:8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." We must also be studying the Scriptures on a daily basis. Paul says the Bereans were noble-minded because they received the word with great eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Studies of born-again Christians say that they are not reading their Bibles on a regular basis. An important antidote to postmodernism and relativism is daily Scripture study so that we can make sure that we're not being conformed to the culture. We should also develop discernment, especially when we are considering the worldviews that are promoted in the media. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." The average student in America watches 22,000 hours of television before graduation. That same student also listens to 11,000 hours of music during their teenage years. Add to this time spent on a computer, on the internet, and absorbing the culture through books and magazines. Postmodernism is having a profound impact on our society. This erosion of truth is affecting the way we view the world. And the rejection of absolutes leads naturally to a rejection of absolute moral standards and the promotion of moral relativism. Christians must wisely discern these trends and apply proper biblical instruction to combat these views.